The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
The new year is traditionally a time of change where adults look to change careers, upskill or educate themselves further. And this is the point at which people make tremendous mistakes that they try and undo sometime around June. Lisa O'Connell, Managing Director of Forest Training, is with us. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning and thanks for having me on, Jonathan.
It's lovely to talk to you. There is a real risk, isn't it? Because if people are doing it for the wrong motivation, they'll probably misstep.
Yeah, well, it's important to kind of give a bit of thought, I suppose, if you're going to change your career or do something different. I think a lot of adult learners, like older learners, kind of know themselves a little bit more. So they're kind of usually, when they want to change their identity into something new, they've given it a bit of consideration, or they see maybe a friend or somebody close to them who has taken the leap already and done something different, and they kind of like maybe the work-life balance or whatever else it brings to their life. So they usually have somebody that they're kind of watching benefit from going and doing a course.
One of the things that I've enjoyed most in covering business since COVID is the amount of people who have started their own business, who had been either stuck in a job they didn't like, or who had been maybe they'd taken time out to have kids or whatever the case may be, and came back roaring with a good idea. And those are the people that you have to have a huge amount of respect for. But this is probably the time for them as well, isn't it?
For sure. Things change completely in the sector of learning during COVID. And, you know, we almost doubled the number of people in Ireland that learn online as opposed to our European counterparts. And definitely, like, we've come across some really amazing, epic stories from, you know, just ordinary folk out there who, again, like, dreamed of doing something different. I've one lady, she wanted to become a special needs assistant. She wanted to do a course, but her confidence held her back. And she was so nervous that she actually asked a neighbour of hers to call us on her behalf. And she had great customer service experience and she'd been out of the workforce a while. And I think COVID knocked people's confidence back a little bit as well. And, you know, she didn't see how her life skills, like juggling family and responsibilities, were what schools would have valued. So, you know, with a bit of academic support during the course and a bit of help with her CV, the confidence grew, and a few months later, I got the most wonderful text to say that she'd been offered two jobs nonetheless, and she could choose a local school to her. And it was really wonderful, like really heartwarming to see her transition into a role completely new for her, change of life, and again, great work-life balance as a result. And, you know, just that's what makes my job very enjoyable.
And there are brilliant courses out there that people don't know anything about until they go look. I mean, I'm thinking here in Cork City Partnership do it. I know Waterford Area Partnership. Some of those places that you wouldn't assume would be of use to you, particularly if you're looking, you're at that stage going, look, I don't have the qualifications, or, you know, I have an idea in my head, but I don't have the cojones to go and do it. These agencies can help you, and more importantly, they're not going to charge you.
They're not going to charge you. And we do some work with Cork City Partnership. They're amazing the way they listen to people's schedules and kind of design and put on courses around what suits people and what works for people. You know, that SNA programme I mentioned earlier, we run that SNA programme for Cork City Partnership, would you believe? And, you know, the government have announced like 1,600 jobs in that area over the next year. And so there is huge demand where you're willing to get the qualifications, you know, maybe use a bit of shoe leather, get out there, speak to your local schools or speak to your local nursing home. There are lots of ways in which you can transition. It's just having the confidence and, you know, the willingness to make a start.
I was talking to somebody late last year who pointed out to me that there are seven generations currently in the workforce. There are people who are still working into their 70s, right down to the generation alphas who are now starting to find their feet and work for the first time. That throws up huge challenges, but it also creates the gulf in education as well, because people who are older wouldn't have had the same opportunities when it came to education, and as a result probably feel a little bit left behind. So what advice do you give to them if there's someone listening right now going, I would love to do something new, or I would love to branch out, but sure, those younger people are way more qualified than I am?
Okay, so the first thing to know is that if you are a little bit older, you're not the only one. So we had 300 learners who were 60 plus last year and 900 learners in their 50s. So plenty of people later on in life get on with it and do something completely different. And moreover, their maturity and their life, you know, their whole life experience really is what people want. People want people to show up on time, to have that extra bit of interest. I often think that my degree was wasted on me when I got it because I wasn't as focused as I might have been as an older adult. That's a terrible thing to admit. But, you know, when you're that bit older, the education now, especially online, and, you know, sometimes I think that people hear, oh, learning online might be, you know, problematic, but we've designed different ways of learning now, us, the ETBs, the partnerships. You can come to class, you can study then in your own time. So it's no longer you're shoulder to shoulder with somebody else trying to keep up. You now have lots of different ways of learning and the information is all curated there together for you. You can stop it, rewind it. You know, it's not the same as it used to be. So the main thing is for people to, you know, dip their toe in.
Yeah. Look, I'm in a privileged position whereby the jobs that I have, and thankfully I have more than one, I enjoy them. You know, there's never a day I get out of bed and go, oh God, I have to do that because I don't enjoy doing my job. But there are a lot of people who are stuck in a job that they don't enjoy. What advice do you give to them?
Okay, well, when, you know, you're speaking a lot this morning and I was listening in, you know, about people being addicted.
Kind of my job, but I'm going to carry on.
I know, the people being addicted to their phones, okay? So, you know, people getting both influenced from their devices and spending a lot of time on them, both young and old. And, you know, if you're, you know, I'm in my late 40s and, you know, essentially I spend a lot of time on my phone. But if you want a new career, you know, you can do a program that runs mostly on your phone. You know, it runs like Netflix. You can stop it and start it, as I said earlier. But if you're really kind of in a rush, don't know what to do, if you're considering a qualification, you really need to gather all the information, you know, so that you can understand exactly what you're going to be paying for, or indeed getting for free. You know, if you sign up with an ETB, you need to understand, you know, clarify the details. Will I meet the trainer? Will it be online? Will it be in person? How much time will it take? Am I going to meet them on Zoom? How long will it take me? What, you know, what level of academic knowledge do I need? Is there assignments? What are the assignments like? Can I send in a draft? You know, will you give me some feedback on how I'm getting on? Or, you know, if I email my tutor on a Wednesday, how long am I going to be waiting to hear back from them? So just some practical kind of tips in terms of making sure that you're contacting places and you're really kind of asking the right questions. Then, you know, think about your own learning style. You know, how do you best learn? So are you best in a classroom? Have you given the online thing a try? You know, a good training provider will give you a taster so you can go in and try it before you buy. So, you know what you're doing. And then in that initial inquiry, you want to make sure that the training provider's approach will work for you. And that way you're not spending your money and your time only to realise that there isn't enough support. You know, so you need to make sure that the support is there, you know, as and when you need it.
Well, we're used to, certainly my generation, and you're in a different studio, so I don't know what generation you are to me. I'm assuming you're younger. But when I went to school 1,000 years ago, you had one-on-one interaction with the teacher and you could go and ask specific questions. Whereas, you know, in the online model, it's all instant messaging or email and it's very impersonal and some people just won't like that.
Well, not really. And I think, you know, all credit to the ETBs and to places like Cork Partnership, you know, there is still a lot of in-person delivery out there. We have an app that allows people to log in and pick a time that they can meet their trainer online one-to-one. But it's a face-to-face live meeting. It's not, you know, an email address that you're hoping they will reply. You've met your trainer, you know them, you have that rapport, you trust them. You know, and you know, you can ask them, inverted commas, a stupid question. There's obviously no such thing as a stupid question, but you don't, you feel like you have that to and fro, you know, because you need that in learning.
You are someone who can actually speak with confidence on this, because you train to be something else other than in training, which is where you are now.
Yeah, so I was a primary school teacher a long time ago. I only taught for 3 years and then I set up Forest Training. You know, I was only 23 at the time. So, you know, I did evening classes. I taught my peers when I was teaching. I taught them IT. I really enjoyed that. I got a real, you know, great buzz from going and seeing an adult go, I wish I had known that earlier. And that thirst for knowledge that adults have. And I think that's why a lot of us spend time on our phones and, you know, browse, because we learn little snippets of things all the time. You know, the difference between that and doing a course is that you have something concrete and curated together. You can click on links. You can, you know, explore well-researched, you know, information that's put together by experts, and you can build good knowledge step by step by step. You're not just getting a nugget here and a nugget there. And, you know, to expand what you're doing, move on to something new. There's nothing so satisfying as to feel competent in an interview. You know, when you're walking in, and you're saying, you know what, I decided I was going to be an SNA and I am one now, and I have a lot to offer the school here. And, you know, when can you give me a start?
Yeah, and there are so many people out there who, as I said, mightn't have had the same opportunities, whether it was in the 70s or the 80s or even further back than they should have now, and embrace them. This is a classic example of that. In my 60s, doing a master's, loving it. I'm retired, but others at a similar age are also making it work around jobs. Can't understand the why would you bother attitude that I've encountered from some people. Actually quite sad for them. And there is that, isn't there? They're like, what are you doing that for? Would you not just, you know, play darts, to keep going with the pun that we're running all morning? Why would you not just do something else? But people don't understand the value that it can bring to your life, not just your work.
Exactly. And, you know, you have to maybe reevaluate some of your friendships when they're saying, ah, no, stay the same, stay the way you are, you're fine, you're fine. You know, because when you do actually make a change, and some people make a very subtle change. We had a hairdresser, you know, she really realised that she had a connection with her older clients, and she just enjoyed that a lot. And then she decided to take her skills in a different direction. She enrolled in a healthcare assistant course. And then that opened the door to her working in a nursing home. She's better pay, improved conditions. And now she, you know, can work 3 days a week. She's better work-life balance because she's working less days. And, you know, when people recognise their strengths and take that to a different step or take it in a different direction, they can find then their work more fulfilling. But ultimately, people, I feel, you know, make almost an identity change. They decide, I am a learner, I am growing, I am worth it, you know. And so they tell the rest of the family, look at here, I don't talk to me after 7 o'clock on a Wednesday because I'm changing my life, you know. And they take the time for themselves. They crowbar it sometimes, admittedly, between children and jobs and parents sometimes, lots of responsibilities there, but they eke out the time for themselves, and over time then it grows into something that they can literally benefit from currency wise in an interview.
Well, there are lots of different things that you could do, and there's lots of different people out there to help. One area that seems difficult to change into is engineering. I'd love to get a technical qualification. No such thing as part-time or evening course for undergraduate engineering, yet STEM is seen as so important. Anything else I could do, ask that listener. Is there anything that springs to your mind, Lisa?
I'd need to see what the person already has and where they're coming from. You know, lots of people, we get calls all the time, and, you know, sometimes people walk into the office and, you know, it's about sitting them down and look at where their gaps are or what they have done so far to get them started. You know, sometimes they need extra kind of input from, you know, what do you call the person who gives career guidance counsellor?
Yeah, yes, that's specific. Yeah.
Sometimes they need very specific advice. But, you know, for the most part, if that caller is welcome to call us, and we can talk about what they have already and where they can go from there.
Well, forusttraining.ie is the website. That's forustraining.ie. Lisa O'Connell is the Managing Director. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us, Lisa.
Thanks, Jonathan.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.